Okay, we're going to have a little difficulty here understanding the Gemara. The Gemara is going now into Chatas. Chatas Shaloi Lishma. The Gemara says, so how do we know Chatas? The bottom of the Daf, Daf Zayin Amud Beis. Gemara says, sorry. Chatas Minola. תכסיב ושוחתו איסו לחתוס, שתהי שחיתו לשם חתוס. שחיתו has to be for לשם חתוס. Again, it's ambiguous, are we talking about Bailim, are we talking about Shini Kodesh? Pashtos, we're talking about Shini Kodesh, right? Shechita has to be for Chatos. Not talking about Shini Bailim. Mazel Tov, Joey. Ashkechon Shechita, Kabbalah Minayin. So how do we know that Kabbalah, there's also a din of Lishma. Gemara says, תכסיב לא ככה הכל עם מידם החטא, שתהי קבולו לשם חטא. ואשכן שחיתו וקבול זביקה מנהיין, תכסיב וחיפה לו מחטא, שתהי קבולו לשם חטא. Now the Rishonim explain here Rashi, and the other Rishonim derive it in the Teres Kahanim, that the Gemara doesn't bring a pasuk for Halacha, but Halacha is included in Kabbalah. Halacha is included in Kabbalah. Ashkan Shini Kodesh. So L'chayra, the pasuk is talking about being Mishana the Chatos to something else. How do you know Shini Bailim? How do you know if you're just Mishana the Bailim? Omar Ko, a love, V'loy Al Chavere. Fine. Ashkan L'mitzvah L'akav Minolon. How do we know it's Ma'akav the Korban? Kedam avun b'rav yishu, mechatos, it should have said mechatos, it said chatosoi. So we see that the vav is a yitur. We learn now, rochana mechatos, chatosoi. So the way Rashi explains the lashon chatosoi is talking about Shini Bailim. Chatosoi, his chatos, lafuke somebody else. Ashkan mitzvah. Fine, so we have a mitzvah. By Shini Kodesh. Says the Gemara. And we also have a makar that zrike b'shini bailim bein l'mitzvah bein l'akiv. How do we know l'akiv b'chol avodas b'shini kodesh u'l'shar avodas b'shini bailim? How do we know that the halacha applies also to shar avodas and that it's ma'akiv? Bein l'mitzvah bein l'akiv, min halon? Amar avyoyin ha'asim echatas nozuch, sivikra ha'kein l'fnei Hashem v'asas chatosi v'esoy losoy, sh'etei kol ha'asi yosef l'shem chatas. Ashkan Shini Kodesh Shini Bailim Minolon. Amavunu B'Rei Avishu Achatos Chatosai. So Achatos Chatosai teaches you that everything is inclusive. Okay. So before we go weiter, the Gemara is now going to ask that we don't find that the Vav is normally significant enough to say it's ma'akav by other korbanos, losay, shlomosay, fine. But just what we're holding now. We're holding now, the Gemara, number one, had to bring a drosha that you need lishmo by a chatas. Right? Which you have to know why we can't learn that out from shar korbanos. That you need lishmo. I'm not talking about it's ma'akav. But what's even more difficult is, why do we need another pasuk to tell you that it's pasuk? Why don't we say it's Mamela Pasul? Everything we had until now was very clear. Shar Kachim, they could either be Benedova or they could be Bechoiva. And that's the reason why we the Gemara and Dav Beis and Dav Dalit needed separate psukim, L'mitzvah, L'akev, L'shus, because other Kabbalists have two tracks. They could either come Nedova or they could come Choiva. So the Torah was machadish that the korban now, if once it's not lishma, it changes tracks. It goes from being a korban chayva to being a korban adava. And we even had different ways to learn. Is it a new korban? Is it the old korban? But just we went through this and we schwitzed on this already. We don't have to schwitz on it again. But however you learn, even the most basic way of learning, okay, the mechudishtik away is it becomes a new korban. And it's not even connected to the Bailam anymore. K Kilu, it's nothing, not associated to the Bialim. And that was Abchatzkel Abramsky's approach. Abchatzkel Abramsky learned, Eini Oil Bialim L'Shem Chayv, it doesn't just mean he's not Yotze, it means the carbon doesn't connect to him, Bechlal. It's like an independent agent. The carbon is coming in. Carbon Shlomim. So basically, a guy makes an edit to bring a Shlomim, and then the Shlomim is brought Shalai L'Shma. It becomes an Adova, and it's not even connected to him. It's not even connected. We had different ways to learn, but that was one of the ways to learn. But even the most basic way, we don't go like a Abchatzkel Abramsky. Let's take it basic, basic. Nothing changes significantly. It just goes from being a chayva to being an adova. Meaning, you know, once the carbon is not moitzi you, so now it's an adova. Push it. Now it's an adova. Which is the way some Rishonim learn mitzvah tzrichas kavana. It's machloik is when you say mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Does that mean without kavana it's not a mitzvah? Does it mean you're not yoitzah without kavana? Right? Nafkamina is it a kiyum mitzvah? Another nafkamina. Somebody makes a mitzvah, according to Mandelmol's mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Somebody does a mitzvah without kavana. So he's not yoitzah. He has to do it again. Does he have to make another bracha? The first bracha, bracha l'atol. So the Riaz says a chiddush. He says, it doesn't say mitzvah b'li kavana is not a mitzvah. It is a mitzvah. It's like an adava. In order to be yaitzah chayv, you have to have in mind to be yaitzah chayv. Right? You're not yaitzah chayv without kavana. So he therefore says the Riaz that even according to the opinion holds mitzvah shrich is kavana, you don't need to make another bracha. The bracha was a bracha. And now it associates to the hemshech. Just like Tosfos says in Pesachim Kuf Tezvav, that even if you make a bracha on like a reshus, ma'aseh mitzvah, like eating maror by karpas, that's the whole sugya on Kuf Tezvav. If somebody only has karpas, he only has maror, he has no other type of vegetable. So the halacha is he eats the maror for karpas and he eats the maror for maror. The Gemara there says he makes a bracha when he eats the karpas alachilas maror, even though he's not being yotze maror now. Now the maror is really karpas. Tosfos says it doesn't matter. Since he's already beginning to do the ma'aseh mitzvah, even though he's not makayim it till later, and Tosfos brings rayas, tkiyas shofar, Rosh Hashanah. Many hold that tkiyas to miyushev is just la'arev hasotin. So those tkiyas are not the main tkiyas. You're not yotze with those tkiyas. It's machlokes rishon. But Tosfos is learning that the tkiyas that we make before musaf, you're not yotze with those tkiyas. So how do we make l'shmaya kol shofar? They said it's already the ma'aseh mitzvah began, even though the kiyum is first going to be later. Right? That's what Tosfos says. Chiddush of Tosfos is that, because by tkiyah shofar you could at least say, well, la'arev asot is also part of the framework of tkiyah shofar. In other words, the Rabbanon expanded the tkiyah shofar to include la'arev asot. At least on a rabbinical level, it's under the umbrella of tkiyah shofar. But Tosfos there in Pesachim, on Kuf Tezvav, is Machadish, that same logic holds true for Maror when you're not even being Yotze Maror at all. Right now, I'm not eating it in any way that it's associated to Maror. I'm eating it for Karpas. Tosfos says, since the Maisa it's Maror, so it says, no, you started the Maisa. Even though there's no line separating the Maisa. You eat Maror now, you can eat Maror in an hour. It's all one long ma'aseh. Tosfos says you can make the bracha by achilas maror at the beginning of the meal, even though you're not being yotze till later. So the Riaz uses the same logic, but even stronger, by mitzvah tzrichas kavana. He says the mitzvah tzrichas kavana just means that in order to be yotze the mitzvah, in order to not have to do the mitzvah further, you have to have kavana. But the ma'aseh mitzvah is a ma'aseh mitzvah without. By the way, this is a sugya on its own. We could go into this. This really attaches to Rav Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman has an unbelievable ha'orah. He wants to say that when a person puts on tzitzis in the morning, if he doesn't have in mind to be mekayim mitzvah tzitzis, he just puts it on casually. Right? So if yom mitzvah tzrichis kavana, he's not yotze. So he wants to say, now you're over an issa the whole day of wearing a four-corner garment without tzitzis. In other words, it would be better not to wear it b'chlal. He's saying, if you're mitzvah tzrichas kavana, so you need kavana to be yotze mitzvah. Yeah? So now you put it on without kavana. So now you're not yotze mitzvah tzitzis. But you're wearing four corners. You don't need to have kavana to wear four corners. To be chayiv in tzitzis, you're chayiv without kavana. So he says, if somebody doesn't have kavana, when they put on the beged, if they have kavana at the beginning of the morning, they put on the beged, kemen zogin, that kavana stays. You know, we go by the beginning. Isra say. The same issue you have. What issue are you over by wearing four corners without tzitzis? No, he did. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You don't need kavana to be chayiv in tzitzis. You need kavana to be yoyd in tzitzis. So you wear four corner garment without kavana, you're still chayiv in tzitzis. It's an isra say. Meaning you're bekum vaseh, being mevatel aseh by wearing a four corner garment. That loch is you're not allowed to wear a four corner garment without tzitzis. That's what I'm trying to say. So Rav Shlomo Zalman obviously doesn't hold like the Riaz. The Riaz is saying, the mitzvah is, you're not yoytzi de choyva. So according to the Riaz, there's no problem that you're being mevatel. Rav Shlomo Zalman, by the way, says the same thing by Sukkah. He says, during Sukkahs, if you go into Sukkah, you wash, you eat, you're not thinking to be yoytzi mitzvah. He says, now you're over the Isra Chutzal Sukkah. Now it's ki'ilu, you ate, pass, out of the, it's the same type of, it's the same line of reason. Yeah, but Teshu came to do doesn't diminish the requirement of kavana. Teshu came to do is an added requirement. We can't use came to do to say, well, you know what, you don't need kavana. The biggest why is that in the sugi mitzvah sviches kavana, the Gemara brings yoshan besukkah. One of the examples of the Gemara is sukkah. See, he Rav Shlomo Zalman holds if a person goes through sukkahs, he's not mechaven to be yoytze mitzvah. Your old mitzvah sviches kavana. So it's not just that he doesn't get tzar. He ate chutz l'sukkah. It's not just that he doesn't get tzar. It's equivalent to eating out of the sukkah. That's all. But anyway, what? Well, that's what I'm trying to say. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman, the genetic makeup of a mitzvah is kavana. You take kavana out, so you're missing the structure. Kavana is the structure of the mitzvah. According to the Riaz, the mitzvah, the chamaisa mitzvah. And whether you have kavana, you don't have kavana, the maisa mitzvah is a mitzvah. Nor vos, if you don't have kavana, you're not yoytzi yedei chavase. You still do the maisa mitzvah. No, I'm getting to ask this. I'm just saying, so shaloi lishma, at the very basic level of Shaloi Lishma, is that it becomes like an Adova. You're not Yaitse, you're Mitzvah. I'm talking about the big Chiddush, is that it becomes a new carbon and it loses. Even if we go to the basic explanation, that a carbon Shaloi Lishma is like Mitzvah Tzriches Kavona, you don't have Kavona, you're not Yaitse, you're Chayva. Basic. I mean, the Shagas Ayin Rosh Hashanah makes an analogy between Mitzvah Tzriches Kavona and Lishma. He makes the connection between the two. He asks the other way. He asks, if you yoytze stomach lishma by a korban, so what does the man da'am old mitzvah tzriches kavana do with that? Why isn't there a din stomach lishma by mitzvahs? That's a shagas hari in Rosh Hashanah. He says, I don't understand what's the difference between the two. Fine, then we went into it. The korban has an inherent lishma. But the bottom line is, our Gemara is very difficult because our Gemara seems to be saying that we need a pasuk la'akav by achatas. L'chayr by achatas, we have no place to go. But by the other korbanos, the only reason why they don't self-destruct is because we have another option. We have an option. You know what? It's not a chayva, it's an adava. Okay, let's go down that road. That was the whole sugya. The whole sugya on Dav Beis was that the korban veers off. It was going on a track of a chayva. But there's another option. There's a detour. The detour is nedava. So now that you did a shalei lishma and you're not yoytzi, you're dechoyva, there's another option. The option is nedava. But chatas doesn't have the other option. There's no detour by chatas. So l'chayra, why would we ever need the second step? We never need a second step. Once we have a first step, that there's a requirement of lishma, it's not oil abayim l'shem chayva like all kachim. No different at all, kabbanas. It should automatically self-destruct. So, So what I'm trying to tell you is that we see for some reason in our sugya that although chatas is more chomer than all kachim, and to the degree that if it's shaloi lishma, lamaisa, it's pasul. But without a pasuk, there'd be a hava meaning that it's better than other kachim. Because by other kachim, once you do shaloi lishma, there's no option of nedava. There's no option but nedava. And by chatas, that can't be, because by chatas, there is no nedava option. And yet our Gemara is still saying that I need a pasuk la'akev. Which means our Gemara seems to be saying that shaloi lishma by chatas would create less of a psul than by other kachim. Because by other kachim, it makes it a nedava. And therefore it's still kosher. By chatas, nedava wouldn't be kosher. That's what I'm saying. I'm not explaining, I'm being ma'orer. The fact that our Gemara is saying that we need a two-step process by chatas as well shows that it's a different process than other korbanos. Because by other korbanos, the Gemara said clearly, it's kosher als nedava. Right? It's not kosher. Meaning, by a shlomim, if there be no such thing as a shalmei nedava, so you will need a pasuk la'akev. It would automatically be ma'akev. Because the only way we made it kosher was, if you do a lishma, tei choiva, tei neder, the Gemara says, vim lav, tei nedava. Right? That was the Gemara daf beis. If you do a shalom lishma, it's a nedava. There was no other option. I'm trying to say is that by chatas al kochach, there is another option. Because otherwise, we wouldn't need a second drasha to tell you that the chatas is pasul. It would self-destruct by attempting to become an adava. That's all. I'm saying something very, very simple, very pashut. Says the Gemara, "Maskif l'ravine." You're telling me every time the Torah adds a yiter vav instead of saying chatas chatasai, so then you got to do that by other korbanos too. It says by oila. It says also oilasai. My darshas be. Ula Ravina, and Ravina's asking from oil, he could keep on going. Minchas, minchasai. Whenever it says minchasai, should be a drasha. Nesech, niskoi. My darshas behu. So the Gemara says, fine. By over there, we have a yalfusa. By minochas and nesachim, we have a yalfusa. Why? Minchasam and niskeim, laila. That means the nesachim, you can even bring balayla. If you brought the carbon bayayim, you could bring its nesachim balayla. Okay? The nesachim of the carbon, you could bring balayla. So the Brisk Rav is oimid, what's pshat? That it's kosher balayla. What's pshat? I mean, lemaisa by hadlokas menorah, we find that it's kosher balayla, and therefore we say hadloka lav avoidi. Lighting the menorah is not called avodah, and it's kosher even bizarre. Right? If it's kosher balayla, it's kosher bizarre. And by nesachim, there's no such halach. Nesachim is considered regular avodah. So how is it kosher balayla? So again, the Brisk Rav talks about this also with his son Reberel, and the Shiurim also talks about what's together. And the most simple way to learn is like the Or Sameach. The Or Sameach in Meshech Chochma, he learns that this, when the Gemara says, Niskeyem Afilu Balayla, right, the Lashon HaGemara, Niskeyem Afilu Balayla, this Pasuk, in the Perek Choftes, in Bamidbar, he learns, is telling you a definition of what it is, meaning, of what the Chatas is, what the Nesachim are. The Nesachim are a continuity of the Korban Hayoyim. It's not an independent. The reason why there's no Psul Balayla is because the Nesachim are not considered an independent Avoida. That's why he says, if somebody's Makdish Nesachim, can't bring a Balayla. So it's not that Nesachim is not an Avoida. It's that since the Nesachim associate to the Korban Hayoyim, so it's considered, and this we find many places in Shas, that when you have something associates to something else, even the Zman gets rolled back. L'moshel, Tchila Suda Azlinen, you could say Ritzei, even though it's Matzah Shabbos, because you go by Tchila Suda. right? Even though you're stating b'yom haShabbos hazeh. But the Tchilas Seudah, not only does the Tchilas Seudah give halacha to the Chafetz Seudah, it changes the timing. There's a Ritvan Rosh Hashanah like that. The Ritvan Rosh Hashanah says, which basically means, halachically, we only look at the clock when something is independent. When something is part of something else, we look at it's kilu, the clock doesn't exist. We only look at the thing it's associated to. So there's a fascinating Ritvan Rashba in the third parak in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara then, Rosh Hashanah, talks about, it's a very difficult Gemara. The Gemara says, Ru bezem mekol Yisrael, right? So you speak alone mekudish atzich hasheicha. So the Gemara says that the halacha is, the Mishnah says, I raise him Uber. It becomes a leap month, meaning the month becomes an extra day. Ru bezem mekol Yisrael. So they saw the moon bismanai, but it got dark before they got a chance to say the words mekudish. So it says, I raise him Uber. So the Gemara there, the first Gemara on the Perek, the Gemara says, Avada, why not? The Gemara says, well, there's a Hava meaning here, that we would, meaning what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? The Gemara says, the Hava meaning would be, it's like Dine Momenus. Donin Bayoim, the Goyimrim Balayl. That's the Gemara there. Komash Malon, Kichoik, right? Mishpat lelekei yankev. We learn out from there that it's only b'yoyim. In other words, the havamin of the Mishnah would be you didn't get a chance to say it to Lila, but since you started by day, you could be goymer b'layla. Kamash malan, that you can't. The Gemara Pasha doesn't read. Understand? So what are you going to do? Let's play it out. Let's say Kiddush Chodesh is kosher b'layl. If you started by day, you could finish by night. It's ready the next day. The Gemara is saying, Salkadai dechamine, that it would be like Dine Momenus, that you could start by day and finish by night. Okay, so play it out now. Okay, so fine. Let's say you could. So be Goyimer b'layl. Now what? No, but be Goyimer b'layl. Fine, be Mekadosh it now. Say Mekudosh Balayla. What time is it? Oh, it's 9 o'clock. Okay. Mekudosh HaChodesh. Say it. So you Mekadosh the Chodesh at 9 o'clock on Tuesday. Monday night is Tuesday. What are you saying? Elamai, you're going to tell me, like there's a Psarambam Shita like that you could be Mekadosh the Chodesh retroactively. So wake up tomorrow morning and do that. Mumanoshach. If you could be Mekadosh L'Chodesh retroactively, so then wake up tomorrow, go to sleep, everybody go home, yeah? And wake up in the morning. The Mishnah, Harezem Uber. The Mishnah says the month now gets pushed off. Elamai, you can't be Mekadosh L'Chodesh L'Mafreya. Shver, because the Rambam Mishita happens to be that even the end of the month, if you find out that the Edom were wrong and this and that, you could switch it. But okay, that's a different problem. We're not learning Kiddush HaChodesh now. I'm just saying one question. So the Rashba says that if the halacha would be maschilim b'yoyim v'goyimim b'layla, right, it would still be as though it's still during the day. It's not called retroactively. So what I'm trying to tell you is that halachically, if B is associated to A, then there's no clock on B. The clock is only on A. So Mela de Nesachim, since they're called a Hamshacha to the carbon, so it's Ki'ilu, it's being done by Yom. It's part of the Akrobus HaKarbon. That's the Pshat in the Gemara. So Mela, it's Arakasha. Avad, if you makdish the Chosim separately, Taki, you have to bring them only by Yom. Because there's no heter to bring the Nesachim b'layla. The Pasuk is being megale that the Nesachim are not independent. So they're really part of the Akrov of the Korban itself. That's the way you have to learn. Okay, so the Gemara says, so Elo, we're back to the problem. Says the Gemara, you can't learn them from each other. You can't learn Chatas Chela from Chatas Nozim. They're different. Chatas Nozer has other korbanos with it. Chatas Nozer may chatas chelav loy gomro shekein kores. It's kores. Elom arove asi me chatas mitzera. We learn out from chatas mitzera. The halacha of Makav, that Lishmo's Makav. Because over there it says, V'osa ha-koyen es ha-chatas. It didn't have to say the word chatas, it says in the parasha. She'yu kol ha-siyos of L'shem chatas. Azra jikaita shinibay l'minolei, O'makro v'chiper al-amitaher. Why does it say al-amitaher? Al-amitaher hazeh, v'loy al-amitaher chaver. Says the Gemara, Katim yofi ma'adoni. Chatas chelim, mechatas mitzor l'yofo, she'ken imo adwam ma'acher. Chatas mitzorah, mechatas chelev loy gomro, you can't learn from chatas mitzorah, chatas chelev, shekein chorus. So you can't learn them from each other. Chodem echodem loyas. You see, each one has something different about it. Chatas chelev is chorus. Right? Chatas mitzorah has domem macherem. Chatas nozah, the Gemara says, so maybe put two in. The Gemara says, teisi chodem mitarti. Behe loy lichtev. Loy lichtev rachmanu bachatas chelev, teisi mihanach malanach shekein yishimam domem macherem. There's other korbanos with them. Mitzora and Nazir. Loi lichter v'arman b'chatas Nazir. And let it just say, Lishma by Chelev and Mitzora. Ma lahanach shekein ein loim shayla. They have no shayla. Chatas Chelev has no shayla. Nazir, you could be shayla on it. Loi lichter v'arman b'chatas Mitzora v'teisi mehanach. Ma lahanach shekein ein loim b'dalas. But the other korbanos, they don't have dalas. The Torah wasn't mekel on the chatas or the nazar that they could bring dalas. But mitzora could bring a bird. Okay, Ella, the Gemara brings this one drasha that covers everything. All the korbanos are in one pot. Lishmo l'mitzvah. Af chatas ben shini kodesh v'am bin lishmo l'mitzvah, just like by all korbanos. And therefore, all the extra psukim am ha'akev. Hilkach, therefore, so we don't need anything. Hilkach, mitzvah, mishlamim. The fact that it has to be lishma, we learn from mishlamim. V'hanach kroi l'akev. Ashchatas chelzit be'lachatas. Says the Gemara, we understand, but that's chatas chelev. How do you know by the other korbanos? Chatas tovei kechovim. U'chatas shmi is called, that's chatas that the edim have to bring if they swore falsely that they didn't have edus. U'biti susayim, or it's on shvu sheker. U'tumis mikdash v'kodshem minolam. Okay. So it comes out it's even more shver than we started. Because the maskana of the Gemara is that the regular din of Shaloi Lishma applies to Chatas as it does by all Korbanos. It's actually learnt from all Korbanos. The Gemara comes out Lamaisa that Shaloi Lishma by Chatas is the same like all other Korbanos. So it just strengthens the kasha that we started with. Shaloi Lishma is the same as it is by all Korbanos Shaloi Lishma. And the only the psukim that we have by Chatas are just to teach you its makiv. That's why we don't need a second. The whole problem is where do we get the second set of psukim? We don't need a second set of psukim. Because Lishma we know from all Kachim. And makiv, we only need one set of psukim for makiv. So now in Mamish, it blows up the kasha that we had. Because L'chaira, as we said, by other korbanos we needed ma'akev because there was an adava aspect. So you need, therefore, the Torah to say ma'akev, Pesach l'moshel. We needed ma'akev. We spoke about whether Pesach is kam ben adava, not kam ben adava. It's a Pesach, it's really a shlomim, it's both. Right, we had toido the same shtickle Torah. Chatas has no adava option. What? We pass in Hashem, it's not possible. But okay, you're talking about Rabbi Elazar? No, because Hashem has a moist Hashem oil. Hashem has, it's like a Pesach, we got to be that. But I'll call upon him, this Lachara seems to be mamish a plea on our whole sugya. Of, and the Maskana just makes it more shver. Maskana's HaGemara is that Shaloi Lishma of Chatas is the same like all Kachin, and we have special psukim just to say that it's Ma'akav. That means we have to understand what's the pshat in the Gemara, that there could have been a kosher Chatas. That's L'chaira and Adava. That's L'chaira what comes out. Huh? Yeah, so fine, just explain to us. We just want to know what it is. No problem, you just have to explain to us that. You say maybe it's different, I agree with you. Something's different. I'm just saying, the rationale that we had till now by other korbanos doesn't work here. Because the rationale by other korbanos is, it's kosher, it's an adover. By chatas, we don't have that option. So you're saying, al-kochach, there's another, I agree with you. Just know what that is. What is that other option? L'chor, by chatas, there is no other option. Rav Aaron Leib, Steinem is all against sein, in the Sefer Eilas HaShachar Bayos, he has a different question. His question is, the Gemara says that we can't learn Nazir. Nazir has its own Shaloi L'Shma department because it's Yeshne B'Shaila. Right? Nazir, you could take off the Isra. So, he has a Kasha. It's not really his Kasha. It's already brought down in Taras HaKodesh, others. He schwitzes on the kash. He gives a teretz. He tries to give a teretz. He says, L'chayra shayla is by all korbanos. Shayla is by all korbanos. By every korban, there's a concept of shayla. Chatas also, you could be shayla. You could be shayla on the korban. You're chayav chatas. We're talking about the korban, right? We're saying that the korban has a weakness. Because it's Yeshne B'Shaila. Yeah? Right? The weakness in the carbon of Yeshne B'Shaila, Chatas has the same thing. It's true that your obligation to bring a Chatas can't be taken off. True. But that's not a chumra in the carbon. The weakness of the carbon of Yeshne B'Shaila, Chatas has also. There's two things here. There's the Bailam and there's the carbon. Else the weakness of the carbon of Yeshne B'Shaila, Chatas has it, Nazir has it. They both have that weakness. Else the Nazir, you could be shoyel on your Nazirus, and therefore you don't require a carbon Nazirus. I understand. But it's not a weakness in the Heftza of the carbon. Right? If somebody would be Makdash a carbon Nazir, okay, and then be shoyel on his Nazirus, he has a problem with the carbon. He'll have to be shoyel on the korban, just like you have to be shoyel on a chatas. It's exactly the same. If somebody's mafresh a chatas, and then he realizes he didn't do a chet, you have a problem with the korban. You have to be shoyel on the afroshet. Right? By nazir also. You have to be shoyel. When you makdash a korban nazir, it's like makdash any korban. Call it a rekula. Okay? So what's the difference? Elamai, you're telling me, well, mitzad the bailim, he could remove his naziris. Okay. That's fine. What does that have to do with this carbon? The carbon. It wasn't carbon. It was the same carbon as the guy who was mafra shachatas, thinking that he was machal Shabbos, then he finds out he wasn't machal Shabbos. Still a carbon machatas. Still a carbon machatas. He has a problem. It's the same thing like a chatas shekipu balel. There's no purpose for this chatas either. So again, by a chatas, if you could be shayla on the afrosha, because you made a mistake, just like you'd be shayla on a neder. That's the whole point. Every hektish you could be shayla on if there's a shayla. You could be shayla on it. That's the kasha. The kasha taras hakodesh is the same shayla that you could do by nazir, by chatas. Elamai. The only difference between chatas and nazir is that by nazir you could remove the reason why you have to bring a korban. True, but what should that affect the korban itself? That's his kasha. That's our question. So he seems to say like this. I mean, he's saying what all of you are saying. But
what happens to the korban when you do that? When you realize the guy was not a halal Shabbos, he says I'm doing shayla. What happens to the korban in that situation?
Becomes chum. You show you on the afrosha. Because you show you on the hektish. Anytime you could make that the hektish was a mistake, then you show you on the hektish goes off. The problem of chatas l'shechipu balel, or mesu balel, is that the afrosha was good. There is no toros in the afrosha. So you can't be show on the afrosha. So you're stuck. Okay, but anyway, so this is the kasha. Zoktel, chatos nami mishkachas yeshne b'shaila. And he says, not only that, he says, I even have a case where you could be shoyo, listen to this, where you could be shoyo on the reason why you have to bring a chatos. What's his case? A guy shechted a carbon b'chutz. Tzchai b'chatos. Right? Now we show you on that carbon. Yeah. Yeah. He show you on the carbon. Whatever the shayla was. Then you have the full-fledged. So that knocks off even this chilek. The chilek that the oilam wants to say that by nazir you're being oiker than the zeros. Right? And here you only be... No, here's a case where being oiker the carbon will be oiker the carbon. Be oiker the reason for the carbon. That's a kasha. The kol achatas baal shover is a shchut echutz. Im nishal al ahekti shal akom shoshochat b'chutz, nifta mi lohovi chatas al ha'avere. That's what he says. Anyway, so he makes it even he cuts it even he makes a here line of a chiluk. The chiluk you were all saying was that yesh the b'shaila by naziris l'moshel you're being oiker than the reason why you have to bring a carb, and by chatas you're only being over the carb, you're being mevatel carbon itself. To that we have the taras hakodesh, which Rabbi Aaron Leib is talking about, where I even have a case where you could be oiker the reason why you're bringing the carb. So now he makes it furthermore. I'll read you the words. This is found in Eilas HaShacha by Yasanawa Sugya. He says, V'yesh l'chalek, the b'naziris din on naziris gufa mechayevis chatos. The naziris alone is mechayev chatos. The naziris is mechayev chatos. He says, V'loy masha avar ha naziris. In other words, you're chayev, when a guy says, Areni nozer, he's chayiv to bring a chatas. Irrelevant if he does have, if he's oivin naziris. If he becomes tomei, there'll be another set of karbonos. But it's nothing to do with being oivin the naziris. The heftza of the being a nozer is mechayiv a karbon. He says, therefore, the kivon the naziris yeshnei b'shaila, since the naziris is yeshnei b'shaila, nimsa the chatas shebol naziris yeshnei b'shaila. Okay. Mashenki shchut echutz. Da'achet bo, da'achet ke'amah she'ovar b'mashashokat b'chutz b'yosei hektish. Rak de'loi, lo yitzu yurchet b'shchita b'chutz, rakam hoya kodesh. V'nimtza da'ash'ayla ein aleich etimtza lasa shelo yeichet. V'zeh loy nechshav da'chatas yeshtu b'shayla. You hear the chilek he's making? He's saying, by a nozir, It's not the chet that's mechayev you a chatas nazir. It's the essence of the naziris. And the essence of the naziris is yeshne b'shayel. Right? He says, by shchut echutz, it's the fact that you were over. The fact that you were over. And yes, if you're shoyel, it comes that you weren't over. But it's not like the essence of the mechayev is yeshne b'shayel. The essence of the mechayev is you being over. Either you were over or you weren't over. If you're shayla, it comes out you weren't over. So it's a hairline, chiluk, that you have to know what the Gemara means with that. You see, all over Shas, when the Gemara uses yesh to be shayla, it's very simple. The Gemara is trying to say there's a weakness. The weakness, yesh to be shayla. L'moshel, the Gemara wants to learn out in Yevamos, asay dechaloysa say, by a nausea, or nausea mitzayla. And the Gemara there says, you can't learn Aseh Dechloisim there because it's Yesh Nebishayel. It's a weaker, meaning the fact that you see that a lav gets pushed off, Yesh Nebishayel, that's not a raya that Aseh Dechloisim said. That's the way it works. This is like a different kind of Yesh Nebishayel, the whole thing is very difficult. Very, very difficult. Rebbe Chanan also talks about this in Kovetz Ha'aretz. He tries to make also a distinction. He says, "Ayn be yevamis the mevur da hasev and ozne milch mishum liyesh le b'shayla." He says the same thing. He says that this is in Siman Yud Zayin in Rav Chanan. Ula Yeshleimer, he says, there's a difference between Nazirus and other things. He says, B'Nazirus, he says, Hamais Asura Mitzaratzmai. V'lochein Mikri Yeshne B'Shaila. He says, the fact that somebody could remove the essence of why this would have become Asur, right? That's not called Yeshne B'Shaila. That's just changing the scenario. It's not a weakness. He says, Nazirus, no, it's like, this is the way you have to look at it. A shvuah is called Yeshne B'Shaila, right? A nether is called Yeshne B'Shaila. Nazirus is called Yeshne B'Shaila. Why? He says, because when you make yourself into a nazir, right? So now it's usur for you to drink wine. That becomes an isur on you, like almost an isur gavra. You're not allowed to drink wine. Right? Now, when you go and you make a she'ela, you're being oikar an isur that was on you. That's called yeshta b'shayla. Mashayin came, if you shoyel on the siba of why you did an avera, that's not called yeshta b'shayla. It's along the lines of Rav Aaron Leib Steinemann. Again, it's a dakustik echiluk. You have to understand how it associates to the whole sugi of lishma and shalei lishma, learning one from the other. It's very, very difficult. So I think perhaps we could say a mahalach here that would give us some kind of clarkite on the shaloi lishma here. Goes a little bit back to what we started with. When you do something shaloi lishma, what is it? What's the... So earlier we had, as we said, two tracks. It's either an adava or it's a neder. Once you shech the shlomim shaloi lishma, so neder gets knocked off. Since it's ein ha'el ba'am l'shem chayva, now it becomes an adava. So l'chayr, that was our whole question. So l'chayr, there's only two tracks. And yet in our sugi, the Gemara is saying, l'chayr, b'chatas, it's not that way. There's another track. So here's what I want to explain, and again, this is something the Olam could think about. And we're going to, next week, we're ready to go next sugi of Pesach. This sfora will be able to roll over to that sugi as well. The sfora, maybe we could say, is like this. When you have a carbon, that there's nothing inherently about you that's chayiv in that carbon. So l'mashal shlamim oila. So when the Mishnah said the first Mishnah, eini oila b'ayal moshem chayiv. What chayiv are we talking about? A chayiv that you imposed upon yourself. In other words, a person said I re'alai oila, right? Person said I re'alai oila. And so now that's why it's a chayiv. Why is it a chayiv? Because you created the chayiv. Right? Now if the carbon was brought shaloi lishma, so now we dump it into the basket of nedavos. Now it gets thrown into the basket of nedavos. Because the harei alai is not being miskayim. Right? So now let's go deeper into that. Why is the harei alai not being miskayim? Because when you say harei alai, it's equivalent to you saying harei alai lohavi shlomim lishma. You follow what I'm saying? In other words, what's the reason why if shaloi lishma wouldn't be a problem, you'd be yotzi achiv? Because then your harei alai originally doesn't include a shlomim lishma. Let's assume kol hazvachim shenizbuchu shaloi lishma ksherim, and there's nothing wrong with them. Then it would be oil ba'al moshem chayv also. If the Torah wasn't mechadish, that shaloi lishma is poigim the carbon. Why? Because when you said Arelai Oila, it didn't include more than Oila Shaloi Lishma. When you said Arelai Shlomim, it didn't include more than a Shlomim Shaloi Lishma. Okay. But now that the halacha is Ein Oila Bayal Moshem Chayva, so now day one, when you said Arelai Oila, right? It's equivalent to you saying Arelai Oila Lishma. Whether you said it or not, that's the halacha. It's kilu you said that. Now, when you bring an oil or shaloi lishma, right? So we only have one choice now to say it's an adava. Because The chayva would be your harei alayla. But your harei alayla was harei alayla l'shmo. So that it's not. Right? The only option we have is to make it into a nedava. Okay. Now, very big difference. Chatas, you're inherently mechuyev a chatas. It's not you being makabel yourself to bring a chatas. You're a chayev a chatas now. Right? And therefore, the chatas is a chatas chayva. Not because you imposed it upon yourself. Not because through it you're going to be yoytze your mitzvah. Because you're chayev to bring a chatas. Right? Now, when the Torah HaKadosh says, Loy oil labailum l'shem chayva, you still need another one. That doesn't diminish the fact that this was a chayva. It just didn't fulfill. It didn't complete your obligation. Assuming it's a kosher chatas. Yeah? So it's not a chatas nedava. The only reason why by oil it became a nedava is because the only thing that made that oil a chayva was your harei alai. Once it's not living up to the harei alai, it's automatically a nedava. Because there's nothing else about it making, there's nothing intrinsically making it a chayva. The chayva of an oilus chayva is the fact that you said harei alai oil. The chayva of a shalmei chayva is the fact that you said harei alai. There's nothing inherently about the carbon that makes it into a chayva. So a chatas, when you a chatas is a chayva. The second a person is mechal Shabbos, he ate chaylev, whatever he did, he's chayev a chatas. When he says harezu chatas, he's making a chatas chayva. Why is it a chatas chayva? Not because he's imposing it to be a chatas chayva, because the Torah was mechayev him in this chatas. The chatas becomes a chatas chayva. It's inherently a chayva. Okay, now if it's inherently a chayva. Right, if that's what it is. So now, it never goes back to being an adover. So therefore, it doesn't necessarily become possible. Only by the other korbanos, by definition, they become an adover because they were only, the chayva aspect of them was your harei alai. And your harei alai included lishma. Once it's not the harei alai or the lishma, it's an adover. There is no other box. Here the chatas is a chatas chayva on itself. I still not yoytze. True, I have to bring another one. That doesn't diminish the fact that this was a chayva. By the other korban, by a korban which you imposed, so long that it doesn't live up to what you imposed upon it, it pulls the plug on the chayva. Chatas is not something you created, bichlal. If that's the case, it's very gishmak now why the Gemara, when we deal with Sha'ela, Lagabi Lishma element, and Lagabi Ma'akiv, and Lagabi all this whole sugya, the key is whether there's an inherent chayva or a created chayva. By Nazir, it's a created chayva. And therefore, that falls into the Yesh to B'Sha'ela, Lagabi our sugya. Because the way we're explaining now, the uniqueness of the chatas is that the chatas is inherently a chayva mitzad itself, not mitzad what you imposed upon the carbon. And therefore the lishma manipulates it differently. The shaloi lishma manipulates a carbon that's standing on its own feet differently than a carbon that you imposed. It's not created by your avera. You did avera. The Torah was mechayev you. You didn't impose the chiyuv chatas. You could do the aver and say, I don't want to be mechayev chatas. It's a consequence. Okay, I have to stop here.